opening salvo.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. President Obama will be joined by healthcare industry leaders this afternoon, all part of the debate over reform that the president promised during his run for the White House. And in using the term healthcare, I'm talking about insurance companies and hospitals, drug makers and doctors. They'll be announcing a plan to reduce yearly healthcare spending increases. Doesn't sound like much, but it could amount to a couple $1 trillion over the next decade. Here's Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson.
Industry groups are pledging to do things like cut paperwork and change the way hospitals bill patients, which they say could cut the rate of healthcare spending growth by 1.5%. Today's event will allow the president to show he's got the industry on board for more comprehensive healthcare reform. The 1.5% annual savings would still leave healthcare spending growing at a rate of 7% a year. But small savings can add up to a lot for taxpayers, especially when it comes to Medicare, which provides government-subsidized healthcare for older Americans. President Obama is expected to ask Congress for a major healthcare overhaul this year, possibly one that creates a government-run healthcare plan. When that happens, it's going to be all about how it gets paid for, and today's announcement may give the administration a head start on that front. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Wall Street starts the week ahead. On Friday, the Dow gained nearly 2 percentage points, 164 points. Closing at 85.74, the Dow was up almost 4.5% last week, still down slightly for the year. NASDAQ up 1.25%, S&P 500 up 2.5%. The European market's down right now. The bright spot, the FTSE in London, where it's up more than 0.5% there. And Asian stocks were mostly lower today. We've heard so much about stress test this and stress test that, that concerning the nation's 19 biggest banks, but what about the smaller guys? And by smaller, I mean those that are just a hair short of really, really big. Those regional banks, many of which are in Florida, have seen their capital wiped out by a Sunshine State housing bust. From Miami, Marketplace's Dan Gretsch reports.
Foreclosures and falling house prices have already driven a slew of construction firms in Florida out of business. Florida banks could be next. Jack McCabe runs McCabe Research, a company that tracks the state's lending market. He says Florida could face a dozen regional bank failures in the second half of the year.
If you look at the banks with the largest real estate exposures in their portfolios, that's where the trouble lies.
Florida banks on average have double the level of bad loans compared to banks nationwide. It's second only to Georgia in the number of troubled banks. BankUnited is Florida's biggest bank, with $14 billion in assets. But its capital is wiped out by real estate losses. It's under orders from the feds to find a buyer or merge. In Miami, I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thrivent.com. And by Reuters, offering breaking news, exclusive stories, and insights that impact today's financial markets. More at newsfirst.reuters.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Maybe you thought you'd heard the last of Circuit City. The bankrupt electronics chain went under earlier this year, closing all of its stores. But today starts the process of auctioning off the Circuit City brand. And while the name may live on as some sort of website selling audio and video stuff, all those empty stores represent something much bigger in the retail world.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan joins us now to talk a little about the business of going out of business and all those stores that are leaving some big shopping voids. Alan, apparently you've been keeping up.
Over the past few months, I've been running across any number of bankrupt retailers that turned out to be owned by leveraged buyout houses, which is not the case with Circuit City. Circuit City was just run out of business by its competitors, but I've got a list of 9 other chains, all of which were owned by leveraged buyout houses, all of which have filed for bankruptcy. and some of which are going to close, some or all of their stores. It's really an ugly scene. Would you like some of the names just to look around and see what might be missing in your neighborhood soon?
And some of the names are?
Linens and Things, Mervyn's, Sportsman's Warehouse, a very large chain in my part of the world in New Jersey called Drug Fair, Filene's, Fortunoff's, Bruno's Supermarkets, National Wholesale Liquidators, and Whitehall Jewelers. And I'm sure there are more that I've missed, but that seems like a good batch to start with.
Is this a cycle or is it a shift?
Well, I think it may be both. You have the down part of the cycle. Now, 2 and 3 years ago, the chains I was talking about, most of them got bought by leveraged buyout houses then, and that was with the cycle going up because, gee, it's a stable business, a lot of cash flow. It's got these real estate assets. It's got these stores. It's got these leases. And there was all of this optimism, and really until the middle of 2007, there were still people talking about the worldwide boom, and suddenly the worldwide boom went bust, and now it's heading down. You might have, with some of these chains, a permanent shift in the sense that people are going more and more to the internet. Some of these chains are clearly not going to make it because the internet is taking over. So there may be, I hate to use this term, a paradigm shift. I don't know, but I know this is not the time I would want to be putting my 401k into shopping center securities.
Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan joining us. Alan, thank you.
My pleasure, Steve.
Hope you can join us at our website. Share your thoughts there with the Scratchpad and our online host and blogger, Scott Jagow, inside marketplace.org. Thanks for being with us this morning in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.